the education issues that matter most to you. It's After School with Dr. Watlington, only on KYW News Radio.
I'm Mike DiNardo. Let's get right to it. Dr. Watlington, City Council rejected the mayor's rideshare tax, but found $48 million in extra one-time funding for the school district. Yet you say the school-based cuts are still going to go ahead. Why?
Well, first, let me say we are super grateful to Mayor Parker for her efforts to procure recurring revenue over the next few years so that we can pull back on having to cut 340 school-based positions. All of those folks would then be reassigned to other vacant jobs within the school district. We're also equally thankful to members of the City Council for providing a $48 million one-time infusion of cash into the School District of Philadelphia in the upcoming school year. While we're super grateful, unfortunately, it won't be enough revenue to pay for these positions a year over year. Think about it like this. If I were going to buy a brand new car or get a home mortgage, and I had the money to pay that house note or my car note for the first year, but the next 4 years of that five-year car payment cycle, I don't have committed funds for it, I probably shouldn't buy the car. It's just not good financial management. Or if I can only pay the first couple of years of my mortgage on a 15 or 20 or 30-year mortgage, and I don't have the recurring revenue to pay that mortgage over time, that becomes a problem. That notwithstanding, we are very thankful to both Mayor Parker and members of council. We certainly remain optimistic. Perhaps some additional revenue can be found in some way.
Is it worth avoiding the disruption that those reassignments of the 340 staffers, that would cause for 1 year?
I'll say two things. Number one, the Home Rule Charter requires the school district to build a budget based on anticipated revenue from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the City of Philadelphia. Our Board of Education has done that, and as you well know, they've adapted a budget. Our board members have adapted a budget for fiscal year 26-27. Number two, I'd say to you that it's just good fiscal management to always build your budget, not living on a prayer like the great New Jersey and Bon Jovi said. I think we're doing the right thing here, but I certainly understand the spirit of what you're saying because we don't want to have to cut and reassign 340 school-based positions. But I'll tell you what we must do in the School District of Philadelphia and what we will do in the School District of Philadelphia. While we've had historic deficits for decades, we are going to pay down, we are going to be fiscally responsible, fiscally prudent, and fiscally accountable in the School District of Philadelphia under the leadership of this Board of Education so that we can not just pay down our $300 million structural deficit, but we are going to eliminate it by fiscal year 29-30. And it will be our intention from then on and forevermore to live within our annual budgets and to make structural deficits a thing of the past in the School District of Philadelphia.
And you're beginning to do that with the central office cuts and looking at contracts and that sort of thing. But City Council said, here, we gave you the money that we needed, yet you're still making these cuts anyway. Are you concerned about damaging the relationship that you have with council?
We want to keep a very positive relationship with the very fine members of City Council. We're going to do everything to stay at the table and to remain good, committed partners with President Johnson, Majority Leader Gilmore Richardson, Education Chairman Thomas, and the other members of council.
They've talked about holding a hearing to look into funding sources for the district. You've said you're agnostic as to the sources of funding, but do you have any ideas for them? Do you have any out-of-the-box suggestions as to where more revenue might be found?
I continue to be agnostic about how our legislators procure the revenue that's needed in the School District of Philadelphia. Certainly, and I never want to get ahead of our Board of Education. As you know, President Reginald Streeter and our Board of Education members are responsible for oversight and accountability to ensure in the school district that the superintendent and my team are being good stewards of the dollars. I can tell you we're really pleased. We're actually proud that we have the best investment grade credit rating that we've had in the history of the district since credit ratings have been investment grade credit ratings have been assigned to the school district. And every year for the past 3 years, we've received some kind of investment grade credit upgrade, either from stable to positive or in the actual rating up to BAA. And so we want to continue to get those good reports. And I think being fiscally accountable and responsible going forward will help us to maintain those high ratings and to, over time, even increase them.
Would it jeopardize those ratings if you spent money that wasn't recurring on those 340 staffers?
It's always a house of cards when you plan to spend money you don't have.
Fair enough. Moving on, this is Pride Month, and last week, Meredith Elementary School moved its Pride Parade from the sidewalk to inside school grounds after conservative backlash online. Were you okay with the parade going on as it did?
Yes, I think I think the principal took precautions when there were some postings, as I understand it, on social media that raised alarm bells and provided for some concerns. Look, we're celebrating the semi-cinquicentennial of this great nation, where those infamous words were authored. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, and today we would say all people, are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the School District of Philadelphia, it's simple. We support the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the like for all people, and we want to affirm that.
The school year is wrapping up, and summer school is about to begin. Summer school isn't just for students who are in danger of failing and need to catch up, but there are enrichment programs to help prevent the summer slide, and there are other activities as well. What are some of the activities, and is registration still open?
Registration is open. We're excited that we are going to open school buildings, more than 130 of our school buildings, to the tune of more than 21,000 young people who will be in getting some extra help and support this summer. And so we encourage everyone to go to our website at philasd.org to find out more information.
So a program might be full, but the deadline is still a fluid one if there is room in that particular program.
Absolutely. We're going to, on a rolling basis. But first come, first serve, let me underscore, these programs are free. So for parents who have children who are enrolled in grades 1 through 8, first grade through 8th grade, think about enrichment, free meals, camps. I want them to think about field trips, making sure that we're providing opportunities to address our students' physical, mental, and social and emotional health in the summers, keep our kids engaged. They're having some fun and doing some out-of-school learning. We're just pleased to be partners with the city's Office of Children and Families, and together we're doing some great work together this summer for our young people. Really want to encourage, you have to live under a rock not to know about or have something to get engaged in, as I hear Mayor Parker say often. So we certainly hope that people will tune in. The official kickoff is Monday, June 22nd. Go to our website, philasd.org, to get all the information.
Dr. Watlington, thank you. If you, the listener, have a question for the superintendent, feel free to contact us at afterschool@kywnewsradio.com. And if you want to listen live to the program, tune in Wednesdays at 3:45 p.m. on 103.9 FM.